A disgrace, that is the word President-elect Donald Trump used today at his press conference to describe the publication by news organizations of documents containing unsubstantiated allegations against him. The documents published by BuzzFeed said Russia had compiled a full file of compromising information about Trump, all unsubstantiated, I have to stress. We heard about Trump's reaction earlier in the show. Now we want to focus on a different angle, Russia's long history of gathering compromising material on people as a blackmail tool, or as the Russians call it, kompromat. David Filipov is Moscow bureau chief for the Washington Post. So what is kompromat exactly, David?
Well, kompromat does mean compromising material that can be used down the road as leverage over somebody. You can use it to recruit them. You can use it to make them do something you want. You can use it to, if it's an official, coax out of them, you know, positions that, you know, you want them to, policy positions that you want them to have.
And is it collected systematically? Like, is there a Kremlin office of kompromat, and on whom is it collected?
That would be good if it were like Harry Potter, right? The mystery of kompromat. No. Okay. So there are more than one, as we are all learning now, intelligence agencies in Russia, and then individual companies, organizations have their own intelligence, and everybody's gathering it. And kompromat, you see, the thing is, and this is something that former KGB officers were telling us today here, they're not necessarily targeting you, right? You show up and they go, well, let's just see what this guy does. So they'll record you, they'll do surveillance, see what you're up to, and there, some stuff gets in a file, and maybe they can use it, maybe they can't use it. Somebody said to me today, it's like a vacuum cleaner. The Russian security services are basically sucking everything up, which maybe someday they can use. Who knows? Maybe the guy they're using against as a friend now might be an enemy later. So it's various security agencies. It's anything that might be going on that's interesting. High-profile person comes in from the United States, goes to a hotel. We happen to have cameras in the hotel. Let's just record what's in there. Maybe he orders champagne and caviar and charges it to the Washington Post. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So who specifically? Are we talking about business people, journalists, domestic Russians, the foreigners?
The way that it was described to me, anybody who might seem like an interesting person, anyone who might be an interesting figure, a high-ranking official, who knows, the Moscow bureau chief of the Washington Post, you know, who knows? I don't want to put myself in any, you know, I don't want to aggrandize myself, but essentially anyone you
but
think
you
might be able
be.
To manipulate. Sure, sure. I mean, you know, we all assume that we're being kind of like looked after, or somebody's in your phone, or somebody's on your computer, or somebody's listening to you, whatever. And the idea is just having, you know, part of it is security, but also just having an eye out, well, if we find this guy, we might be able to use something.
So again, the documents published by BuzzFeed, all unsubstantiated, but you're saying it would not be shocking if Moscow had attempted to collect compromising material on prominent Americans.
I'm saying that Donald Trump started going to the United States, to the Soviet Union in the 80s. In the 80s, everybody knew that everything was bugged. And today, Donald Trump was talking about how he knows that hotel rooms were bugged in the press conference. When I was bureau chief of Boston Globe, one day after the Soviet ended, we hired a firm to come in and see if there were any bugs in our office. And the guy found 135 listening devices, all of them deactivated.
Wow.
They were either holes in the wall that were just buried, basically parabolic hole that would allow you to put a microphone and kind of like the referee at a college football game. He's talking into a parabolic microphone so you can keep it broadcasted, or there would just be like junky old microphones or whatever. 135 in what was a 5-room office / apartment.
Incredible.
And that was 1994. And basically, the guy said, you know, somebody put something in, and then later they put something else in, and they weren't all working, or they took them all out, or whatever. But you know, the assumption was in Russia, like in a lot of countries that have authoritarian governments, that you're being listened to and you're being watched. So if somebody like Donald Trump showed up in the Soviet Union, naturally, he would be recorded in his hotel room. Whether that's happening in the Ritz right now, you know, that's something that is harder to get.
And there is a Ritz in Moscow.
There is a Ritz. This unconfirmed report that says things I can't confirm puts some action in the Ritz, but I'm not going to say what it was because I can't be sure that that's true. What we know is that U.S. officials said that they told Donald Trump and President Obama that Russians had collected material that could compromise Donald Trump. That's all we know, is that officials have said that. this other thing that came out that describes it in detail and describes all these Russian officials allegedly doing all this stuff. That's something that somebody put on a piece of paper and highlighted in yellow. We don't know if any of that is true.
What has been the response in Moscow to the BuzzFeed News publication of this dossier of alleged documents involving Donald Trump and the election campaign?
They've been professing disbelief about all of it. They've been saying, we don't want to hack anybody. We don't want to hurt anybody. Today, the spokesman for Vladimir Putin said, we don't collect compromising materials, which sounded like he went a little bit over his skis there.
David Filipov, Moscow Bureau Chief for The Washington Post. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.